Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are doing a special preview for Ego Spark. Now this game's like only 2 hours long, so I'm not gonna do much of it. Because, you know, it would literally be done in like one playthrough. Like I could literally do one video and then be the whole game. And Shiravuni probably wouldn't like that. So let's go ahead and just do a little bit and show you what it's like dating this robot girl. Phew! The world may be rotten through and through, but the sun's as bright as ever. I muttered to myself while looking down on the streets of Shinjuku, illuminated by dawn's light. My name is Hajime Honda. Hajime means beginning, like the start of something or whatever. Honda's just a family name. Also known as Daigoro. I'm the ace of the best host club in all of Kabukicho, Platinum Black. The ladies love my looks, of course, and think I'm pretty smooth for a 25-year-old, too. I can't even walk down the street without picking up a few dozen offers for modeling jobs. The sexiest wheel always gets the grease. That's the sort of thing you end up thinking to yourself when you're this hot. I roll over in bed to face the 200-inch TV good night, mounted on the wall. As for our next story, today, Erect Electronics, man, they're aptly named, aren't they, unveiled their cutting-edge 5th-generation sex droid. It is a massive leap in technology from their current on-market product, the 3rd-generation E3 model. Its potential for use in the medical field is something truly, it's truly something to look forward to, huh? They have not yet revealed the price, but given the 20 million yen price tag of the E3 model, robot girls are not cheap, folks, speculators believe the E5 will come at perhaps double or even triple that figure. Oh hey, they're making a new sex doll? And they're announcing it before the 4th gen even comes out. If you weren't sure how big that industry had gotten, there's your answer. I knit my eyebrows as I consider the news. Erect Electronics. Now they're the household name in erotic goods, but back when they first started, they just made small manufacturing robots. However, they expanded into making autonomous androids meant to deal with the overwhelming labor shortage in the medical and nursing fields. Somewhere along the line, they ended up developing sex droids, and eventually their market share skyrocketed. The first wave of sex droids was actually mocked by society as just some doll with a fleshlight taped onto it. That's literally what it is right now. Yet as they continued to make improvements, they eventually reached their current extremely lifelike models, which may happen in my time, may not, who knows. That's why, despite the ridiculous 20 million yen price, there's supposedly a 10-year-long waiting list for orders. I'll never see eye to eye with idiots who are willing to pay that much for just for sex. I turn off the TV, roll back over in bed, and close my eyes. I refuse to have sex again for the rest of my life. Sex is just a breeding mechanism. Males and females humping like the species depends on it. You can do it with anyone and they'll be shaped a little different, but the act itself is always the same. Biology. Nothing more, nothing less. The way people get love and emotions and money and all that annoying stuff involved is just stupid. Even if I'm the number one host in the country, I'm still just a normal guy. I've experienced firsthand the fact that people have no control over their desires. That's why I refuse to ever let a woman get involved with my life again. My stomach rumbles. In a handsome way, of course. Oh yeah, I didn't eat yesterday, did I? Even total hunks get hungry. Alright, how much cash have I got on hand? I fish around in my pocket. 156 yen. That's not even enough for the world's smallest beef bowl, let alone a half-decent convenience store meal. I tried to call an Uber, but my credit card got declined, meaning I'm pretty much out of digital cash, too. Oh right, my shoes. I grab my leather shoes, pointed and sleek as one would expect of an ace host, and look under the soles. Now we're cooking with gas. I shout with joy as I pull out a $5,000 yen bill. Or 5,000, that would not be correct here. I shout with joy as I pull out a 5,000 yen bill, ignoring the accompanying stench of feet. Thank you, pass me. You are the hottest guy in the world, I swear. If I could, I'd go back to the past and play my original song, Hot Guy Rock, to myself as thanks. I rub my cheek fondly against a slightly rancid 5,000 yen bill. That brings me to a cool 5,156 yen. Sounds like a meal ticket to me. At Platinum Black, this wouldn't buy peanuts, but in the outside world, I can refill my tank on this much. I reach for a crumpled shirt I'd carelessly thrown on the floor. Been a while, going merrier. I hop on my old moped given to me by a coworker when I started the job. I haven't straddled this saddle for years now, and doing so almost reduces me to tragic tears. I put on my hat-like helmet and switch on Merrier's engine. Click! Click! Well, eh? Huh? Hey, Merrier? She doesn't respond with a purr or even a whimper. The battery must be completely dried up. I guess this is on me for leaving her sitting for years. No other options left. I start kicking the engine. Come on, get to it. Take that. Gah! Just turn on. Come on. Hey, I'm begging you. Listen to me. I desperately kick the engine, but it just won't engage. Still, this machine's the only thing I can rely on. I lay on a little more gentle encouragement. When I became the club's ace, guests offered to buy me luxury cars. I'm a paper driver, though. It's not like I can't drive, but this is Tokyo. Who needs to? Since I'm the ace, the club covers me using a taxi to get to work. Yet here I am, trying to use this old moped again. It may sound pathetic, but right now my top priority is getting food in my belly. Driven by my hunger, I keep frantically kicking the engine. Alright, the engine finally engaged. I feel like an experienced lifetime of stress in my 30 minutes of... I feel like I experienced a lifetime of stress in my 30 minutes of kicking. Still, somehow I got Merrier back in working order. Thinking about it, it would have been faster if I just walked by now. It's all good, though. The ends justify the means. Engine? No problems. Gasoline? More than enough. Our voltage is at its peak, me and Merrier both. Let's go! There's nowhere the two of us can't go. To the beef zone, Merrier! My head in the clouds, I pump the gas with my right hand. Merrier's engine roars back at me in response. Let's go, Merrier! The wind, favorable, the streets clear. My rudder is steady, I'm raring to go. We're as free as the wind, let's just see how far we can...
Huh?
Oof! Ow, 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 ow! I picked myself up from where I got catapulted when I slammed on the brakes at the last moment. In the distance, I see what's left of Merrier. Her seafaring days are, sadly, over. I check my own body for injuries. I've got a few scrapes and bruises, but nothing that looks serious. Hot guys can take a beating, but even we're not immortal. I'm pretty relieved there's no major damage. Oh yeah, what about the other person? I rush over to see who I almost just pancaked. Unexpected error encountered. Initiating damage scan. System operational. Sensors operational. Huh? Error? System? Looks like it was a woman. She's dressed like some sort of poster girl with parts of her chest and hips exposed. Is this one of those legendary cosplayers I've heard so much about? We avoided a head-on collision and it doesn't seem like she's injured, but that random techno babble from a moment ago makes me wonder if she hit her head. Of course, she might also just be a crazy person that I should avoid getting involved with. One way or the other, I really have no choice but to try to talk this out. Hey, can you stand? Are you hurt? Error detected. Restarting scan. Error detected in language unit. Self-repair impossible. Initiating emergency communications to the lab. Communications error. Communications unit unresponsive. Problem detected with cephalic antenna.
Error level 5. Safe mode.
Error level 5. Critical emergency. Rebooting in the safe mode. Hey there. Critical emergency. Are you okay? Is this bitch absolutely crazy? Her eyes are blank, and nothing she says sounds like normal human speech. I should really just call her an ambulance and book it out of here. Did you do this? She suddenly meets my eyes. I wince. I look behind me just in case, but no such luck. I'm the only one here.
私を原付で引き殺そうとしたお前です、このクソ野郎。
It was you. You tried to kill me with your moped, you bastard. There was no attempt on anybody's life here. Don't say shit that'll give people the wrong idea. I scanned the area. For better or worse, there's no one here. She's clearly not injured. My safest place is to just pretend nothing happened and dip. That's right. That's my best bet. A wise man stays away from danger, as they said. I'm pretty sure they say that. Having convinced myself that's the best course of action, I turn on the charm with my hot guy smile. About all this? You intended to run, scum. I am a test unit of Erect Electronics' new E5 model sex droid. Your sweat, your gaze, your breath, my sensor can see through your lies, you bastard. Ah, the sex company's new sex droid? You're a test model? I twist my head in confusion, unable to believe what she's saying. They did announce their new model, the E5, on the news this morning. Still, nothing past an E3 should be out in public. E4s aren't even on the market yet, let alone the E5s that just got announced literally today. They're the newest of the new. Those E3s are still a top-of-the-line product, and they'll still run you 20 million yen. Yeah, there's no way an E5 model should be here of all places. Still. Her body does seem even lewder than a real human's. Bountiful breasts and a tight waist. Pure white skin, not a single flaw to be found. She's definitely hot enough that I'd believe it if someone told me she was a doll. They did say the early models were basically mannequins with fleshlights attached. Did I say flashlights before? You know what I mean. Would any decent human stare so lecherously at the person he just tried to murder? I'll be calling the police, so please do not move from here, Predator. Oh man, what a day when the... Oh, that's actually broken. So he totally did fuck her up. That was her language sensor. I just noticed that. He broke like a 50 million yen piece of equipment here. I'd stare at a little girl like you. Excuse me, that's not what he said. I'd stare at a little girl like you. I'm Daigoro, the Ace of Platinum Black, you hear? I see tits bigger than yours every day. I've seen breasts countless as the stars. Lie detected. You are the lowest of scum, beyond salvation. Who are you to talk to me about salvation, robot? Ugh. She seized on my embellishment in an instant. I'm not entirely lying. I do have some experience looking at tits, but yeah, countless as the stars may have been pushing it. Exaggerating everything's a bad habit I picked up from work. Anyways, I guess I have to indulge her a bit longer. Also, it seems we're having another, small winter here, so I've got to turn the heat on. Just a tick. There we go. So I don't freeze to death over the next hour when I do the other games. Anyways, I guess I have to indulge her a bit longer. She doesn't have any injuries, so hopefully I can talk my way out of this and get out of here. Fine then, Miss Android. Please revise your statement. I am not an android. I am a sex droid. Fine, Miss Sex Droid. You're not hurt, are you? If you are, I'm sorry, but I've really got to get going. Try not to get run over again, will you? I am clearly experiencing errors. I clearly have bugs. I may not be human, but I'm still a victim. I will be notifying the police that... Huh? My antenna is broken.
Ch- oh, my. D- 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 d-
What? You... How do you intend to make up for this, you bastard? She's speaking pretty well now. With my antenna broken, I'm incapable of long-distance communications. Is it that big of a deal? It doesn't look like that much of a problem, so... Are you underestimating me just because I'm a sex robot made by the sex company? Maybe a little. Want me to rip off your ears and then ask you if it's a big deal? But fine, I get it, I apologize. Just cool off, I'm sorry. Here, I've got some glue back home. I'll stick it back on for you. How about that? There's no way you could fix it. Do not give me lip, you bastard. That's it, I'm calling the police. I'll try calling the police. With or without my antenna, I still have two fine legs to walk with. That won't be necessary. Come on, let's go back to my place, why don't we? Please? Pervert molester, there is a rapist in the streets. This is not going well for him. Officer, a man has approached me and tried forcing me to have sex with him in broad daylight. I'm begging you to shut up. I live here, goddammit. Somehow or another, I managed to drag the sex droid I so explosively encountered along with me. You know they said they were gonna put those things in the robots, the consent modules? That's totally what you're getting. Officer, this man tried to have sex with me and I was not interested. Not me, no sir.
Is this true? You wouldn't happen to have committed misogyny, would you?
No sir, I'm a good man. Don't believe her, she's just a bucket of bolts. And robophobia. Together, we return to my apartment, my dreams of buying lunch crushed. Ego's spark.
Test.
Testing.
Aiueo, kaki kuke ko kako.
May I ask what you're doing? I have recovered my linguistic units to the best of my abilities. I am still riddled with errors, but I'm in much better shape now than before. Gotcha, you definitely seem a lot more proper than before, at least. The difference is like night and day. I guess her vulgar speech from before was because of damage to her system. Talking like that's gotta be pretty fatal error for a sex droid meant to converse with humans. I'm curious what other offers she still has left, but I'll just ignore those for now. Now then, what exactly are your intentions having brought me to your room? I more just wanted to get you out of the street. I don't have any ulterior motives. If you calm down, you can head home. May this be our eternal farewell. Hope we won't be running into each other again. See you later. The tail end of your statement is at odds with your prior sentence. I believe goodbye would have been more fitting. How can one so uneducated afford such a nice apartment as this? Human society certainly takes care of its people, I see. I thought you said your linguistic unit or whatever was back in order. Oh, I believe that was a Freudian slip. My apologies, I meant no offense. Her word choice is more proper, but now she's just degrading me politely. I guess there are probably dudes who are into that. That's none of my business. I return to the main topic. Fine then. Goodbye, Miss Sexdroid. You can leave the front door unlocked. I'll be heading back out soon. The sex droid furrows her brow as I point to the door. Understood, I'll be sending you an invoice for the repairs at a later date then. Huh? An invoice. Well, you so kindly smashed my antenna to pieces, it will take money to repair properly. Expect it to cost you at least 10 million yen. Huh? Huh? To 10 million? Huh? That's not a funny joke. A cold sweat runs down my back. I am not equipped with the functionality to make jokes. My selling price has not yet been determined, but I'm likely to cost several times the price of the prior model, the E3. Therefore, I believe 10 million yen would be a paltry sum for my antenna. You're serious? They said the same thing on the news, didn't they? If she's serious about everything and she actually is the sex company's newest prototype, her estimate is probably right, isn't it? No way in hell do I have that much money. If a massive corporation like that takes me to court, my life is over. Well, wait a second. You jumped out in front of me, right? At bare minimum, we're equally responsible for the accident, right? My trusty moped is a complete wreck thanks to you. Given that the law gives priority to pedestrians in situations like these, I'd say that the odds are at least 9-1 in my favor, being generous. With the support of our company's legal department, I believe the case is already closed shut. This damn sex doll is looking down at me smugly. Damn it all! I'm done for! She's right. I was the one on the bike. There's no way she'll go easy on me. Even if they could, I'm up against the lawyers of a cutting-edge tech company. Being the hottest host around may not be enough to save me here. Maybe if the victim were a real woman, I'd be able to fuck some goodwill into her. Yeah, that's not happening here. My end has come. I've no escape. Fuck. I've lived such a relatively honest life. Why do I have to meet such an unfair end? I hang my head in despair. Why are you still here? Aren't you supposed to be heading back? Won't you incur trouble if I do? Obviously, but I can't turn back time. I was careless and I did break your antenna. I guess the one silver lining is that you're unhurt. I am a sex droid. I do not sustain injuries, only damages. Semantics, whatever. I still can't see you as anything but human inside or out. Though I may be a sex droid, my physical abilities are about on par with normal humans. If you tied me up and bound me, or perhaps caused greater damage to me, you could prevent me from returning and exposing what has happened. Oh, well, pull out your shotgun! It's over with! You were a good prototype, sex droid! But now we're gonna talk to Mr. Rifle. Why are you accepting your fate and allowing me to go? Oh, right! Hold on, just a minute. Getting pretty scary there, sex droid. Do all of you think like that? I'm simply speaking in practical terms. No, this isn't an issue of practicality. Morally, that's just wrong, as a person. Whether I meant to do it or not, I need to take responsibility for what I've done. As a person? The android girl tilts her head in confusion. Well, I guess given how expensive that damn antenna of yours is, I don't know if I can actually take responsibility. I shrug my shoulders with a defeated grin. The android girl's eyes flicker mysteriously before she returns a faint smile. You're a more respectable person than I had thought, Daigoro. Her smile is cute, as if she were a normal girl. I guess she herself is a tiny bit cute when she's smiling. It's really enough to make you think she's not an android. I'm starting to understand dudes who are into these sexroids at least a little bit. What, feeling reluctant to leave such a hot guy's home? Sorry, kid, but an inexperienced girl like you shouldn't be hanging around with a man of the night like myself. I throw on the classic business mode hot guy smile as I push back my hair. Ha! I wish you would stop putting on such overly self-conscious airs. Frankly, an unemployed liar such as yourself should be grateful, merely to be breathing the same air as a high-tech sex droid such as myself. Huh? Unemployed? Wait, how did you uncover my greatest secret? I recoil from the android girl's exasperated gaze. Daigoro of Platinum Black. Due to an incident in which he violated a customer's trust, he has been permanently suspended from Platinum Black. I used the internet to hack into the Platinum Black's computer system and search your credentials. I must say, your former employer's security system functions concerningly like a leaky sieve. Hacking? You freaking... I thought you said you can't communicate with anyone since your antenna's broken. I utilize local Wi-Fi. I cannot use my own communication system, but I have no issue making use of other networks. So that's how it works. It's almost scary what cutting-edge tech is capable of. Still an android that runs around hacking company computer... Excuse me. Still! Is an android that runs around hacking company computers really a safe thing to put on the market? She doesn't care one bit about keeping personal information confidential. She was able to crumble my guise in an instant. I guess since I probably won't meet her again, it doesn't much matter whether she knows the truth or not, but still. It would appear that the details of the incident that led to your expulsion are not written anywhere. What exactly does violating a customer's trust entail? It wasn't that big of a deal, really. Besides, you've got nothing to do with it. Why do you care? On the contrary, I am a sex droid designed to be used by people. I believe it is pertinent that I know the finer details of people's emotions and attitudes in order to serve my purpose. If it was truly not a big deal, then I hope you'd be willing to share the details for the sake of my education. She drives a hard bargain. I really am Platinum Black's ace, or well, to put it properly, I was. The ladies love my looks and I'm a smooth talker to boot. And the sexiest wheel always gets the grease. That's the sort of thing you end up thinking to yourself when you're this hot. Twice the pride, double the fall. The android girl's now staring at me pretty seriously. This time I don't think she's mocking me, though. I also don't think she's just curious for curiosity's sake. She's dead serious about what she said. She wants to understand human emotion. Strangely, her sincerity melts away my desire to dodge the question. Fine, I'll warn you. It's a pretty boring story, alright? I let out a sigh and launch into the tale. And this is where we're gonna leave off, guys. Again, this is a very, very short story. That's why it's only like $11, $11 or $12. But pick it up if you like robot androids and forceful ones and angry ones. You know, the kind that we're actually getting, and you know it. Prepare yourself for the future by picking up Ego Spark, which you can get from Jast USA and Manga Gamer and probably Kagura Games. And many other fine places. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with more great hentai games. Stay tuned.